sister, stand up.
While in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilo. Doom Cool get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post. This is the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilo, still on the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali, showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Yeah. Once again, it's on, man. I'm your man, Coach Ali. This is the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop live interviews, brand new music, and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. And like I said, we calling plays, X's and O's, and execution, man. I got some brand new music for y'all today, so y'all might want to tap in. I got some brand new music for my man, Richie Rich, off that album, Grove Room. And I got my man, I got a featured guest, my man Pizzo. Pizzo with Beelin' and Billin', West Coast Mafia. And Too Short. Too Short's motherfucking Too Short Sticks. You feel me? We gonna test these out, you feel me, early in the show and let you know what this do. I'm going to take the cheetah. I already smoked one of them, you feel me? So, you know what I mean? But I'm going to smoke one with y'all. And, you know, let y'all know what these Too Short sticks do. So go to Too Short, What's My Favorite Joint, at What's My Favorite Joint on Instagram. And it's going to say Too Short Sticks, you feel me? Go to White Angel Farms, you feel me? Follow them and follow Too Short, you feel me? Tell them you've seen it on the Coach's Corner, you feel me? And I just want to give them a shout out because normally when you're on Instagram, right, and they got a contest or some shit and you happen to win, 8 out of 10 times, you don't never get the prize. You feel me? So shout out to Too Short for being a real motherfucking OG and shooting a motherfucking product to your boy Coach so we can smoke inside the Coach's Corner, man. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bust this thing open. I'm going to play some new music, and then we're going to tap in with my nigga Pizzo. Sound like a play? We're going to run it, man. Right about now, I got some more Richie Rich for y'all. This one is called Smoke featuring Sebo. Coincidental? Nah. Run a play.
Mechanics. I just wanna wake up and roll up. Missing with that bullshit, hold up. Can I just enjoy my little waking bay? Let's talk about that bullshit another day. Hell, I paved the way and made a way. Mr. Block, like I gotta stay away. Just put that new Lambo on layaway. Hell, I just wanna hit the weed and fade away. I just lost some work on the interstate. You gonna be a jerk about a dinner date? Girl, you got me fucked up in so many ways. Love to blow my dough, but don't have any plays. Need to get a job down at AutoZone. Quit smoking up my gelatos on. Leave a real nigga like me alone. Motherfuck you and that bullshit you on. I'm trying to smoke.
Everything in my life revolves around smoke. I went from smoking it to selling it to growing it so I can never go broke. So I can never go broke.
Rich, I feel you, my bitch was on that shit too. But I had to tell her, look, pick or choose, win or lose. See, she seen me go from Chucks to Gator tennis shoes. Seen the Chevy go to the Sixers from them 22s. But I can't lie, I used to check the bus the first move. Had my stash at her mama's house with a couple birds too. So I understand sometimes when she flexing, tripping, pressing the line. I'm addicted to this grind, influence for crime, losing my mind. So I'm smoking heavy, hand on my nine. Only mission is money, fuck the world with me one time. See the proofs in the pudding, talking race off the runway. Feds hit, got the get paid for the one way. I'm just trying to win in the end with like 4 or 5 M's with a chance to the pin on the 10. And I swear not to sin. Point fingers at my men just to knock a few years off to try this shit again, nigga.
Everything in my life revolves around smoke. I went from smoking it to selling it to growing it so I can never go broke. So I can never go broke.
I remember dreaming of moving weight. While my niggas ate, I had a struggle play. Some learned early, but I was late. Made a promise to myself I'd never hate. Tired of waiting for it, so I took a turn. Slipped and fell a few times, but you live and learn. Keep your axles greased, they'll never squeak. Pressure tested, I'll never leak. Blew the weed, moo the weed. Got the game from Young League and grew the weed. Old school coke boy, I was new to weed. Met a nigga from the D who ran through the weed. Made 1 or 2 mil, but I was new to threes. Niggas still want a coke, but I was through with D. Still lied to the bitch, but I was true to tree. Until the feds hit the crib, and that was through for me. Dang, dang.
Everything in my life revolves around smoke. I went from smoking it to selling it to growing it so I could never go broke. So I can never go broke.
Yeah, that's brand new music right there from my man Richie Rich, one of Oakland's finest, man. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Sebo, the mob father, man. West Coast Mafia, you know what I mean? We just call them plays, X's and O's, and execution is how you run them. That song is called Smoke. You feel me? Hey, Diggler, where'd I get the 2 Short Sticks? The answer to that is from motherfucking 2 Short, my nigga. I won a contest on Instagram. And them niggas really, I won, and them niggas sent me the product. So, you feel me? That's how we doing it, man. Hey, I got my man Pizzo, P-I-Z-Z-O, West Coast Mafia, man, the heater, man. Heater Calhoun, you know what I'm saying? Over 20 years in the making, man, you know, for this interview, you feel me? Even though I've been doing the Coach's Corner probably about 10, you know what I'm saying? He been in the game about 20. Doing the Coach's Corner about 10. In my prior life, I'll let y'all get into that, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all tap in, man. Hey, we're going to get this thing rocking. You feel me? Hey, you know how we do it, man. X's and O's and execution, man. It's all on how you run them. This is the Coach's Corner, man. Your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more. You feel me? It's going down, man. And, you know, this is what we're going to do, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get my man P-I-Z-Z, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my nigga Zoe in the building, man. We're going to tap in, man. But first, you know what I'm saying? We're going to parlay. You know what I mean? We're going to play.
Yeah. Why do you be trusted switching up on pumps with nobody be trusted, switching up on folks when it's really time for the funk. Cause I am the P-I-Z-Z-O last when it's time to show my nuts to a punk. As I give no respect, it's not giving first if I get stressed. I'm gonna slap my for yours, so you best this first. Cause if you stick around, you'll catch the rest.
Catch the rest
of the eater, man, cause I'm known to leave a mess.
Leave
a mess. Don't accept the choices that I make because I'm gone. Don't give a fuck about that, no 17, I'll point out with where the funk is on. So break, because I'm known to dump like some trash. 3 AE, 445, 50 caliber, Desert Eagle blast. As I keep steady flowing till the early morning, come through creeping while you sleeping. Turn the jack down when you wake up rolling. And realize when I come through, I come like Freddy. Yeah, I can't fuck with your flow cause I keep it spit. I'm steady flowing while you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, but you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing while you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, but you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing while you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, but you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing while you be bitch hoeing. It took them too long to realize. lines, I can get hot. Got extra clips for the bounty, so you know the heat will not stop. I'm on the creep, cause I'm stuck with no air tight on off jeans. Why might not think twice about the baby jeans? Co-clothes don't know about the P-I-double-D-O. I'm quick flat, because I'm all about my cash. All my cash. Come out the cup and start to black back. Cause when we retaliate, we come fully strapped. I'm fully strapped. I stay strapped with my feet on my lap, under the dash, or right there in your face. On the
right there in your face, on the
wrong seat. Then I commit to opening up my mouth, disintegrate you till you're gone. So back away and take you steps to the right as I get my aim on. Because the leader and your man, I'm gonna pop them Cadillac. I keep my float on, my fuck on, my smoke on. Should be pumping and working your bigger blood until we out and gone. So let me know when you're ready, prepare for the rapture. I keep my flow, keep my flow steady. I'm steady flowing, while you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, but you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, while you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, but you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, while you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, but you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, while you be bitch hoeing. I'm steady flowing, but you be bitch hoeing.
Bitch.
9-5 on that ass. Y'all can't fuck with the P-I-double-G-O, you know?
No, you can't.
From the O, if y'all didn't know. Y'all better keep practicing up, you know? Cause a nigga ain't doing nothing but, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my man, Pico. 1995. You feel me? Some of y'all niggas wasn't even born yet. My mama died, you know what I mean? Y'all fucking busting the rap. Y'all niggas in elementary school wearing pampers or something, man, in kindergarten, man, you know what I mean? But you know what it is, man. I'm your boy, Coach Ali. This is the Coach's Show. Your home of independent hip hop live interviews, brand new music, and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's a pleasure to have my player partner, man, my partner from way, way back, Pizzo, Heater Calhoun, in the building with me. What's going on, Zo? Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I didn't want to have no Teddy Riley issues. You know what I'm saying?
1995. Actually, you came out a little bit right before that. I think you was on the track in like 93, 94, something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yep, it was the song I did with Mike Mosley back in the day. I ain't gonna even tell the name of it. You know what? That's a good question because I don't think too many people know about that. I don't even want you to say the name.
I'm a hip-hop historian, plus we go back, man. I think we go back to like high school or something like that, man.
Let's give it a minute. Let's just see if whoever listening can come up with that answer right quick.
Because I'm only
a coach. People know that.
That's real.
I know that.
Hey, so 1995, you know, a lot of people know you for the Autopsy. How old were you when that all came, when that all got started, man?
Shit, I was probably like 16. I was still in high school before I graduated high school.
Right. Okay. So for y'all listening, you feel me? My man been in this game, you know what I'm saying, actually doing music. I mean, if you can count, that's like 25 years plus.
That was 11th grade when we did Ghetto Flight.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Smith's class. I was in Mr. Smith's history class. I used to get that dude a hard time.
Yeah, that was a minute ago.
Hey, remember that day that nigga said, well, since you like to talk so much, why don't you teach the class? And I told that nigga, all right, I'll be here tomorrow.
Talking about electronics.
No, the history nigga. And I was in there teaching the Black Power Revolutionary.
That was so long ago.
I think you might have cut class and went to the studio or something that day. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we used to write raps in the back of the class, though. Like, niggas would be loaded in the back of the classroom, like, fuck what this nigga talking about. We gonna battle rap and shit. I used to want to battle this nigga every day.
That was
10th
grade.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to want to battle this nigga every day, for those who don't know, man. Hey, so what was it like growing up in Oakland, California, and moving to Fairfield, making that transition, coming up in your era? Because it wasn't a whole lot of rappers, bro, first and foremost. It wasn't a lot of motherfuckers doing shit. So what was that like?
Well, I was like, that was in like 89, 88, 89, when I was in Pursuit Storm, so 12, something like that, you know what I mean? So I really wasn't in the streets all like that. My mom had a little hold on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Streets all like that. I was still riding bikes and, you know, doing kids shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
it was 88, 89, though, right after we moved to Susan, that quake happened.
Okay.
You feel me? That quake happened. I remember the bridges fell and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit. So, yeah, that was around that time. I mean, shit, man. That's pretty much. It was just a transition from going from the town to 707, where it was like, it was still country back then.
Right, right. You know? Right, right. Susoon was the original black city in that era. You know what I'm saying? Fairfield, you know, was barely getting black.
It was way different. Like, way different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to DJ Derek B, my man Cali Black tapping in with us. You feel me? Yeah. They in here. More Than Money Entertainment, PGP 707. You know what I mean? Dice David. You feel me? They in here. What's that? Consult 707. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Man, so shout out to everybody tapping in. Hey, I'm gonna play the famous one real quick, man, and let them, you know what I'm saying, let them catch up, man, like Hines one good time, man. You know what I mean? If they ain't got it, man. This that Pizzo, Ghetto Flight, SIBO, AWOL, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? This that one that really let the whole world know who you was, though. You was doing your thing, but this one really, you know, puts you on the map, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Because
rest in peace with Q-Ball, you know what I'm saying? 916.
Run it.
Gangbanger done played out, but I still stay strapped cause I don't wanna get laid out on the concrete with internal bleeding. Mom's at my hand screaming, bro, don't leave me. I'm staring up into the sky, thinking that I'm gonna die. Here come the one time, fuck the pigs. They the last that I wanna see, pen and pad. No love from the deputy, one time getting deeper. And finally I hear the ambulance creep up. I'm feeling dehydrated. They hooked me up with some IV and a life flight and said that I'll make it. Hoorah was the first thing on my mind, but the one time got the prints from my Tech 9. They bust first and I bust back in return. Ain't no love for them faggot ass baby worms. That's all I got to say to poor G. Now get the fuck out my face. Detective got mad, but I can give a fuck less. I got family and they won't let the shit rest on my side. Bald head, mean mug and loach. 310-65 is my nigga T-Po. Big Ike, hitting like a Viking. Insane in the brain and can't wait to ride. See, no matter what they do, you can lock me down. But at 12, call to get a flight, cause it'll still be a smoke down.
187, 187, they riding on my bumper, busting with a Mac 11. 187, 187, they riding on my bumper, busting with a Mac 11. 187, 187, they riding on my bumper, busting with a Mac 11. As I sink deep into my thoughts, not thinking of my senses and all the blood I done lost, it seems I'm stuck with no luck all of a sudden. Some motherfucker swiftly swooped on the B-I-double-Z. Oh man, I was helpless. If you could have felt this pain that I had in my side and my brain, never did I think that I would end up on my back player. Never thought a slug could enter through my skin layers. Fuck, I feel a burning sensation and I'm waiting for the pain to go away, but I know it's gonna stay. So I guess I'm fucked in the game. Then appeared a bird in the sky, don't know from where it came. Snatched the P-I-double-G-O quick, took me on a trip. Don't know which direction I went, it felt I went across the continent. Seems like it took a whole day. Then we touched down, white coats all around. Surprised I'm alive in a hospital. Then lost half of my soul. I feel out of control, I'm slipping away. I took my life for granted. A few hours passed and I still feel stranded. I awaken to see shit in front of me that I never seen before. But I feel alright. Then I trip that I just took the ghetto flight. It's 187,
187, they riding on my bumper, busting with a Mac 11. It's 187, 187, they riding on my bumper, busting with a Mac 11. My homie took a bullet in the kidney, HK in my hand, down on one knee, on this side, cue ball, don't die, mad as fuck, and I don't understand why, the little BG didn't bust no cap, after a 5 minute shootout, still had a loaded strap, damn man, they supposed to be hardcore bangers, and I got the only empty cockback chamber, praying for my homie not to rest in peace, this shit just ain't right, to take a life from an OG, retaliation, it's all I can think, negative and corrupt, getting here comes a PG, damn, I gotta get, and my homie don't look too good, I hit the bird over the hood, now I got faith he'll make it, without a doubt, never not this next album's dedicated to my homie Q-Ball, rest in peace and fuck the rest of y'all, so-called homies, I don't know the meaning when I'm here, get down, but when I'm gone, you wanna see me, ain't no love in this dark block life, and I won't sweat to put a bullet in your chest and hang your neck on the ghetto block.
That song right there meant a whole lot.
There's a lot of real shit behind that song.
Man. My bad. My bad, y'all. That's me. That's on me. You feel me? But nah, yeah. I feel that though, because when that came out, man, I mean, the way Bo delivery was, it was like this nigga was coming like an Ice Cube nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, very hard punchlines and shit. Very detailed, you know what I mean, with his lyrics. And then you come right in there and clean that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Something tough. So it was like, nigga, we was in school, and I'm like, that's the nigga on the ghetto flight. Nigga, the nigga in my class.
hey, but real talk, though, the situation Bo was talking about on that song, I was there for that. Like, when the dude got killed, you feel me? That shit really was like a song, you feel me? It was like some real song. We both was there. Like, that was some real shit that happened.
Yeah.
When I was there.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I was there.
I
remember that day, you feel me? But it was a cold day, though.
Man. Hey. And see, so that brings me to the other question. You know what I'm saying? You was like 16-some years old, you know, 16, 17, high school era. You know what I'm saying? We was in high school, so... we was young back then, and then to drop a record like that blew up the way it did. How was it being that young, dealing with all that pressure? Cause like I said, I'm sitting there. I mean, I was a rapper too. You know, we come from the same cloth, lightweight, and you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's like I was a fan. You know what I'm saying. So like I said, I was going there, and that's that nigga on that Ghetto Flight song. So what was it like growing up and then being on a record hot like that, dealing with that type of pressure? Or was there pressure at all?
I mean, thinking about it right now, back then, I was so young, it just seemed like surreal almost, you know what I mean? Like it really wasn't no pressure, or even back then, it really wasn't commercial or like that. I was just hanging with OG gangster niggas, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
It happened, we just... and then we were just still living every day, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, in and out, trying to finish school, hustling and whatnot, all kind of shit was still happening, you feel me?
Right.
So, kind of like that.
You came in the game prior to that, the Heater Man, if I'm not mistaken. That was on Strong Island before you got with Bo and them. What was that like? What was that like going back, you know?
I was with Bo and them first, then did an album with Abel, got released. Then I was impatient, hella young, and just trying to get my shit out there. So then that's when I went to Strong Island.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And then that got a full hybrid on that did. And then I ended up going back to AWOL. I ended up re-signing with AWOL.
Oh, okay, okay.
And all the other shit started coming out.
Oh, okay. That's real. Let's keep it AWOL real quick. I got some slaps for him, man. I got Come Ride, man. You remember this one? No, you don't. I can tell by your face, Brody. Hey, we going to slap this one, man. It's that old school, man. Hey, this nigga put out a lot of music. It ain't his fault he don't remember, man. Y'all forgive my nigga, man. You know what I mean? Hey, it's the Coach's Corner, man. We live with Pizzo, the heater, man. You know what I'm saying? West Coast Mafia legend in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? This one's Come Ride, man. Run a play.
Instantly sparked your interest, my story is so compelling. I came up from under the felon's deuce, 9 gelling, 29th Street, banging on the block. Ain't no telling what might happen. All the action gets you cracking any second. Niggas running up with weapons out, coming for no neglection. Permanently resting the scene is their only mission. But niggas is ready, hoping they not is what they was wishing. Non fiction, depiction, actual, factual. I don't gotta put nothing on it, it's natural. Ever since it was taught to me, I followed the code. And that's what I'm gonna continue to do till I'm great and I'm old.
I was taught to be all you can be, but I chose to take the other route. Bundle out, trying to stack a dollar. I was running out my mama's house, influenced by the game of what came with it. Now I'm a grown man and still remain in it. Top shelf drinking granddaddy smoke. It's all true. If I'm lying, then my nose will grow. California West Coast, you know what I'm throwing up. Now crack a switch and break the weed down and roll it up.
I'm riding smoke. Inside out, out. Nappy ass Benny, but he feed that drought. Bad bitches love him cause they sense that pain. Advance, hustle, multitask, nigga, slide that game for sale. Got that shit off TV, I brought in the mail. Nigga with a CD out of stores and still her sale. Sun beaming through the ceiling of my car. My name affiliated with gangbangers and hard shit. Trap house in the jet to get the cream whip. Same night in the VIP. Patron with a mongol. I interact with a nigga bitch. Old tango. Newbie time Fandango. Smoke some.
Coach Ali, we call them plays. X's and O's and execution is how you run a man. Your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music and more. 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. So, I really dig that, bro. You feel me? I mean, my bad, man. I went to throw him back, but I had to push it. That motherfucker just, that shit slapped.
Oh, yeah. That's all right there. Can't lose that.
Okay. Shout out to Kelly Black. I heard him on there talking about when he used to be a rapper. Man, if y'all don't know, man, he makes some of the old school slaps, man. You know what I mean? Made some of them hits back in the day. You feel me, K. Lou? Man, a lot of people got they start. You know what I mean? Right there. You feel me? Back in the day, man. Zo, man, what you got going on, man? It's been a while. It's been a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, what's happening? What's going on with you?
Man, you know, I've been gone in the wilderness for a minute. Trying to rebuild myself and as the cliche people say, find myself or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I always been working on music though, but I feel like, you know, it was time for me to just try to, cause I never really thought that, you know what I mean? You know, I never really thought nothing about my music and nothing like that. But you know, over the years, I used to get a lot of love from people telling me, where you at, where you been, keep doing it. So after a while, that kind of manifested enough to be like, you know what? I mean, just not stop doing this. The music is forever. You know
man.
What I mean? And I love it too much. I couldn't quit. So I've been doing music. I hooked up with Morning Money Entertainment. Shout out to Javier.
Okay.
And he got me back. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything he did, because if it wasn't for him, I'd probably still be just, you know, sitting on hella music, not doing nothing with it.
That's what's up. That's big, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you come from an independent era. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Always been independent. West Coast Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Strong Island independent. You know what I'm saying? And so that's always a good thing, because you own everything.
I've been on a lot of shit, man. Like, even from back in the day, like, Bigger Figure projects. A lot of niggas from the city fucked me back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I always appreciate the love the city showed me back in the day. Shout out to Frisco, you know what I'm saying? Way back in the day, I mean, RBL, Black Sea, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats from Sac, T Nutty.
First,
he was doing shit, you know what I'm saying? At production on his first album, you know what I'm saying? People might not, you know what I mean? So, as far as production and just music, I've been doing this for a minute. People just don't know. I feel like I just went out there enough for people to know. And I feel like I'm trying to just, you know, let everybody know, hey, I've been doing this. Don't forget that I've been doing this. And I've been running the for a little while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is what you say. This is what we've been doing, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, I ain't looking for no recognition. I just want to put my music out there.
Right.
And being creative.
Right.
Nah, you know what I'm
And that's why I do what I do, you know what I'm saying? Because I come from that same era, and I know what it takes, you know what I'm saying? And I know how hard you guys work. And so I wanted to create a platform, because I don't make music no more, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't rap. Only thing I can rap, nigga, is a goddamn Christmas present. I can barely do that, you feel me? So, you know what I mean? If I think real hard, I can remember some shit from 20 years ago. But, you know, as far as me... Yeah.
Back in the day, you was one of the producers before I started. You was one of the, you know, Kelly Kell and Busy B and all them, and y'all was doing it way back then.
Yeah,
way
man.
It was cracking way back then. So, you know, it's, man, we all affiliated, man.
Man, it's, you know what I mean? It's good though, and I like to see your growth, man. I know where you come from. You know what I'm saying? I know the seed, and I like to see how it blossomed throughout the years, even though. You took that time to rebuild yourself, and I really appreciate that, because that's how I was feeling about even doing the Coach's Corner. I took, you know, a couple years off, and, you know, I was right before that pandemic, I was talking to my mom. I'm like, shall I do this again? And she like, well, if it's what you do, it's in you, you know, you might as well, you know. And so it just so happened everything crashed. So I said, let me jump back and let them know this is something I've been doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, helping my niggas. You know what I'm saying? As a stepping stone. So if you know any other artists out there that like interviews, I want to get their music on rotation, you know, shoot them my way. I you know, definitely run a play with them. It's nothing.
Definitely, most definitely. I got a couple cats that I've been working with here recently. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I've been telling everybody, if you want to work with me, go, man, send me something. You know what I mean? Like, of course, you know what I'm saying? I'll take a few dollars, but you know what I mean? It ain't all about that right now. It's about being creative and getting that music out here. Getting that voice and then that shit be heard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do music. Anybody that's down, if you want to do some music with me, send me some. Let's make it happen. You feel me?
Tell everybody your email, how they can send you that.
Shoot me a PIZO booking. PIZO booking. BOOKING@gmail.com. Shoot me anything right there. Matter of fact, I'm gonna type it in. Look at the thing right here.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Well, look, I'm going to get some more music playing, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, this one I'm going to throw back, man. This one I know for sure is this one is Doing You Like That. You know what I'm saying? Off one of the old school. Man, run up.
Hmm.
7, Soon City, breaking niggas off and I still show no pity. Lyrics of a mastermind coming forth again, make your head spin, cause I'm steady gone off that gin. Nigga, break north, breaks out as I let go my wrath. I'm mad at the fact that you crossed my path, so double guard your chest from the thick slugs and get ready to get burned on the rug, nigga. I comes with nothing but the funk and the TR-808, so the trunk bumps and humps as you hit the gas fast. Turn up the beat, you can hear the hiding mid up the street. Peep the staff, I spit cause they come well. Murder makes more mail, I need more clientele. So I just rap, cut hair and stack, kick on back, and do you like that?
I do you just like this, doing you just like that. I do you just like this, doing you just like that.
As I touch down, the heat man is gonna fuck everybody in the town. I have to stick dick to them punk bitches. Hit the block clowning, I just might give me some switches. I think about the ways I can inflict dick on a hoe. Got so much game to be so young, getting dumb bitches sprung. But they don't get shit but dick. Get two nuts off, then I switch up on that trick. And I won't fall in love with the batch. And never will I put a cape on and play Captain Catch. You have to miss me with that type shit. Got more game than you think, but to get the spit, and yes, I'm still down to bust caps, coming anew, once again, doing you like that,
I do you just like this, doing you just like that, I do you just like this, doing you just like that.
Like this and that, I promise you won't wanna miss my rap. Top notch bomb keeps the party grooved out. All the top notch bitches want me cause I got clout. Keep yourself calm. If you flash, I might dump your body in a HOLE. Cause you chose to test me. Now I'm back to represent where I'm from and where I'm at. So you best run from the dumps. Quick to bust a cap on the real. Realer than real deal. Holy feel fighting for 3 mil. I'm on the rise quick. Anticipated this for a while. See me on TV. My mama. Say, that's my child. Niggas never thought that I would come with fat shit for the 9-5, doing you like that.
I do you just like this, doing you just like that. I do you just like this, doing you just like that.
Ass niggas off like this and like that, you know? Punk ass bitches can't get with this either. Be way too deep on that ass, you know? Like that nigga say, breaking them off something crucial, sitting them down mutual. Yeah. Off this old irking jerk, man. In this motherfucker, perking. You know, my motherfucking nigga riding this biatch from the 11-5. You know, Tam in this motherfucker. Y'all can't fuck with this shit. You know, Pizzo still in this biatch for the 9-5 since the 9-3. You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Can't fuck with me. No, biatch.
Man, where the fuck we at, man?
Shit, we damn near.
Yeah, man. Hey, that was back in the day when they used to have skits and shit on the music. You feel me? Hey, I like that sound for the simple fact that you can tell how warm it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not so digital. You know what I'm saying? That was a cool mix. That bass still slapping no matter what. You know, it's converted over digitally, but that shit go wow wow. That shit was gummy.
Back then, bro, I was still ate that to real to real. My first album on real to real.
A lot of people don't know what it is, man. That looked like the movie projector tape. You feel me? And you got to cut that motherfucker when you fuck up and tape it back together. You feel me? I mean, and you have to know exactly where you fucked up at on the tape. Like, you have to be a genius almost. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking punch cords and shit. You know what I'm saying? The plug-in cords. Hella plug-in cords. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like these motherfuckers. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Pro Tools has really advanced the game. You know what I'm saying? Logic and reasons and shit. But, you know, that 2-inch, half-inch, reel-to-reel tape.
Hey, real, right now. Right now.
No COVID, man. I'm smoking this tree, man. Shout out to Too Short, man. This is pretty good. I ain't gonna lie, for a motherfucking you know what I'm saying, joint. This is a pretty bad joint, man. I had to put it halfway out. If you can't see, man. Shout out to Too Short. You know what I'm saying, for the Too Short sticks, man. I'm chasing them with the backwoods, man. You feel me? But yeah, man. That's some Kush in that motherfucker, man. Y'all listening to the Coach's Corner, man. Your home of independent hip hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more, man. You feel me?
How many of y'all artists out there can you hear? How many of y'all artists out there can you hear? Let's do the real challenge.
Hey. Hey, that's that real shit, though. Hey, that's what we recorded on back in the day. That's where I come from. You feel me? Man, hey, that shit brought me back, man.
Yeah. Cats don't even know what them is right now. They probably thought I shot a movie on one of them
songs, too. Oh, man. Hey, it was a movie, though, in real life.
Real talk. Yeah, real.
You know what I'm saying? That whole generation of time and era is like a movie. That's something I've always thought about doing, going back to the flats and trying to interview or recapture. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be a dope movie for hip hop. You know, a story about the 707. You feel me? What you tell me in the text, how does shit go? What you say? When you started, it wasn't a handful of rappers, and now it's a gang of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, like I said before, when I started rapping, it was only you, Kelly Kell. I forgot what the name of their group was.
Blackmail.
That's right. That was before I even knew them. When I heard that shit was so dope. But anyway, yeah, it was them, you, who else? Freaky Red, I think maybe. He might not even came out yet.
Yeah, Skip but Easy SD. You know what I'm saying? They was doing their thing. Play a Jew.
Resume, that's about it.
Yeah. You know.
I'm still Vallejo, but I mean, still kind of, you know.
From Fairfield. Susun area. Right. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, and we was a little city. Shout out to Rhythm X, man. The first artist signed and sick with it outside of their family, man, and still signed and sick with it. Been with them, you know, since the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I remember he had them little legs, and you know what I'm saying? He came through with some shorts, and 40 was cracking up. Man, that was the funniest shit ever. And now when I see him, I say, okay, that's why that nigga hella buff, man. 40 had a weird way of encouraging niggas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He was very honest, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Should have made his little cousin T from back in the day that owned AWOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were all over here for sure.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, that's how I got tied in with 40 and all that back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And out to SMG, Solar Music Group.
Man, St. Charles. Hey, we can't see, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's the link to all this shit.
Real talk.
You know what I mean? St. Charles. You know, he told me a story about how he got started promotion. He said he worked for an advertising company and he learned how to promote that way. And so he took that in and put that in the music. You know what I mean? So I thought that was pretty creative. You know what I'm saying? And I always used to, you know, listen to when they would, you know, talk and shit. It was crazy, man. Like I said, we should do a movie about the town, man.
St. Charles was the internet for 707 back in the day. You feel me?
The walking internet.
He was the internet.
That's real. You want to get your music out there, you got to get it to St. Charles.
What was dude's record store off of West Texas?
What was that called? Because everybody used to pull up over there. The hip hop shop, I think. What was dude's name? Ron Samuels. You know what I'm saying?
That was back in the day.
Yeah, he had a record store. He was like the first Funky Chicken.
I almost said Funky Chicken, but I was like, damn, I think it was before Funky Chicken.
That was Ron Samuels' hip hop shop. Yeah, that's it.
I vaguely remember what you're talking about, but I don't remember the name or nothing like that.
That's where I first seen the Heater Man poster.
Okay, that was Big B then. Big B had all that.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, that was kind of dope, you know what I mean? And then I was like, again, that's that nigga on the album, that's him. You know, we was in school together and shit, man. Hey, I got this track, Take Your Time, man. It's this one, man. You remember this one?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. That was me in Mississippi.
Okay.
I don't ever really forget my deep songs, you know what I mean? Songs that you know that mean some or have some type of substance to it, you feel me?
Yeah, you know me. It's all about the substance, man. We gonna run this play, man. We gonna throw it back before we get into this new project. You know what I'm saying? So I leaked one earlier, but we gonna talk about the new shit. You know what I'm saying? And tell them where they can go get all your music as well. So this one is Take Your Time, man. Throwback, man. You inside the Coach's Corner with my man Pizzo. I'm Coach Ali. We calling plays. Run it.
Been this game here on earth. It's been a struggle since day one. Like myself, all my ancestors had to strap a gun. Niggas really ain't knowing that I'm registered. Legalized predator, I stay strapped, fuck the law. Break them off, leave them in awe. Young hog in this shit, but less I never settled. When I was young, I was dumb, mashing on the pedal. When my mama was out of town, I acted a straight clown. It took some trials and tribulations to calm me down. Now I see those younger than me acting up, running up on OGs, letting the strap go up. What the fuck do young riders be tripping on? You need to go and get your money, leave that bullshit alone. For real, I want the billion turn anybody's feelings. That's prohibiting my cash flow, cause that's a no-no. I blow the dodo to help me relax. Kicking back, sipping yak, half a 100 caliber strap to protect my sack and my ass. Quick to draw and quick to blast. You better take your time with your young ass. These hoes is screwing, but steady grooving and moving. On to the next nigga with a Vince or a Lex. You better protect your shit with a condom and a vest. These days are shade, the end is the future for us all. If we ain't saved, you know where we headed, y'all. All I'm trying to do is keep it real on this track, because I think about it every day, homie, and that's a fact. I know I'm a sinner, every day that goes by. I fornicate, drink and smoke weed to keep me high. Statue on the block, selling dope to my people to get rich benefits, cause somehow I ain't equal to get it like everybody else. So I got to survive and make a man out of myself. A strong foundation already been laid, but I slipped away. Hope I find my way back someday before I get back. Trying to keep my head up, but it's hard. My baby mama on my back, cause she think I'm a star. All I know is the hustle, but somehow I never bubble. I've been so true to this gang, but the gang ain't the same. It better take your time.
Take your time, take your time, oh yeah, brother, look around.
hip hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. It's my partner, Pizzo. Take your time, man. That's what you got to do in life, man. You feel me? Hey, I think that song fits today. A lot of motherfuckers need to take their time.
Slow down. Slow down.
You know what I'm saying? I like that, man. I like when you said, what you say, I know I'm a sinner. You know what I'm saying? He said, if you don't get it right, I know where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Hey, back then.
That's real shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. That's real. That's real. Hey, let's talk about this new project, man. What's the name of it? Is it the Bay Area?
It's just all singles right now. The newest single coming out tomorrow, Go Hard. That's with me and Sebo and Marvelous.
Oh, okay.
I got their work, the whole album.
Oh, okay.
Right now, I'm just trying to release singles and trying to get back out there and get back in the mix. You know what I mean?
That's real. Hey, well, I like this Bay Area joint, you and Maine one, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let's let them peep this real quick if they haven't got it.
That's all part of the new music that I've been doing in the last year or so, whatever. That's all part of the new movement, More Than Money, More Than Money movement, you know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. I'm going to give them a little dose of this real quick, man. We're going to run that play.
Grind, never trust a single soul. No. Just before dishonor in my heart, that's how I roll. Bay Boy, Northern California, all up in it. Where OGs tell you when you're young, you gotta get it. Everybody got that mental, plus we keep a pistol. And you gotta watch your back when you hear that whistle. All great, you good? What's up, bruh? If you with it, let's get it, man, it's all love. Old schools act a fool when they get to swinging. Treating every day like it's the weekend. Bring them out, bring them out. The whole Bay come out. Making that cash, pushing that gas where we stay connected. Y'all ain't gotta like it, but y'all gon' show respect it. Trendsetters nationwide got their eyes open. They scoping, getting sideways. Y'all heard the B-A-Y-A-R-E-A. And we got them saying, how y'all do it like that? Cause it's the Bay in me, Bay in me. I'm from the B-A-Y-A-R-E-A. Y'all do it like that, cause it's the Bay in me, Bay in me.
The Bay don't play, but I love it to death. Smell the hustle in the air, take a deep breath. California Bear on my pro fitted. Cut it from a rare fabric, I'm sick with it.
And we all in it,
all in
with
it.
All hearts.
All
and you
hearts.
Can get ate up by piranhas and sharks. From the east, north, and the south bay, where we get paid. Smoke A grade and parlay.
Been making moves on the black market. Black steady mobbing, no limit until we hit the target. 15s in the back, we let the trunk run. Bumpin' easy, SD, blowing the blunt.
Now we all gon' smoke to this. Everybody take a toke to this. Put a bottle in the air.
In the air.
And rep your shit.
Rep your shit.
Cause it's all for the Bay. I'm from the B-A-Y-A-R-E-A. And we got them saying, how y'all do it like that? Cause it's the Bay in me. I'm from the B-A-Y-A-R-E-A, and we got them saying, how y'all do it like that? Cause it's the Bay in me,
Bay
in me.
510-70 Savage. The quality of life is better with cabbage. I remember buying bags from Red Fence or shooting over the Brookfield to get the grip.
Get the grip.
Getting with the sneak on Favorite Street and all the dudes that I know and fit up in Sobranny. The whole East Oakland where my roots is from. Migrated north, Solano County, here we come. Mama working hard trying to provide a better life. Trying to keep her one and only out of strife. Keep your eye on people behind you holding the knife. Cause they'll be the first one ready to strike. They'll
laugh in your face. Don't make the mistake. Be straight when you play. With the game, it's debate. Ain't showing no mercy. All the way to some soon. You can end up missing for playing the wrong tune.
I'm from the B-A-Y-A-R-E-A. And we got them saying, how y'all do it like that? Cause it's the Bay in me. Bay in me. I'm from the B-A-Y-A-R-E-A. And we got them saying, how y'all do it like that? Cause it's the Bay in me. Bay in me.
Man,
hey,
man, that's like you do this shit like riding a bike, man, like drinking the water, bro. I'm glad you back at it.
Right on, man. I appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you back at it, man. Tell everybody where to go get your music, man.
Hey, right now you can go to unitedmasters.com/Pizzo. You can go to Spotify, Pizzo, everything, Pizzo. Anywhere and everywhere, Pizzo. You know what I'm saying? Everything there right now.
Hey, so back to the business side of things. You've been through it. You selling out the trunk to right now. How do you see the game right now?
Man, you know, as they say, when in Rome, right? You know what I'm saying? So I have to reevaluate how the game is right now versus how I know it and see how I can figure myself up in it to make it win me and my team. You know what I'm saying? Because it's definitely different than how it was when I started, the structure of it when I started back in the day with the music people back in the day and all the distributors I was on back in the day, like the One Stop and stuff like that. I don't got that no more. There ain't no such thing as One Stop. Well, not in this area for sure, maybe. You know, in the Midwest and different areas, but right now it's everything internet.
Right, you know right. What I mean? So is it more lucrative for you as an artist?
I think it goes both ways because it can be very lucrative because you can get out there a lot quicker. You know, if you get on the right platform or if you get the right way, you do it a lot quicker where people can hear your music a lot more. Of course, that's going to end up coming back with shows and people want you getting on shit, you know what I mean? So before you had to do that, you had to send out product to people, to the mom and pop stores and let them do it for you and wait for that to come back and you know what I mean? And be doing a retail call, but hey, how things going out there? People don't know about a retail call. You used to do that from the office, you feel me?
Right.
Retail call, all these record shops, all these mom and pop.
Hey, I lost him right now. Y'all tap back in. We gonna tap back in, man, and get this thing going, man. You feel me? Hold on, man. Y'all know what it is, man. We inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more. You feel me? Let me tap back in with my nigga Zo one time. You feel me? We gonna tap back in. You feel me? That's what we gonna do. We gonna tap right back in. You know what I mean? Bam. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. Tap right back in, you feel me? He was giving up some good game, man. And I got to let him finish that spiel because y'all don't know what that was like. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about some things we do. Yeah, we fit to tap back in. I want to finish this conversation. So I'm trying to tap you back in right now. You feel me? Hold on. We're going to get this thing back yanking. It don't stop. And the show don't quit. I'm working with my left hand, Brody. Thank God I was a boxer. Yeah, man.
Yo.
Yeah, we back at it. You feel me?
I don't know what happened.
We get a full hour on the live feed through the Instagram, man, and then it was timing down, but you was talking. I didn't want to interrupt you, you know what I'm saying? And you was talking about calling calling the one stops and the distributors in the office, you know what I'm saying, about getting your music out there. That's where we left off at, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of artists don't know what that's like today. I mean, that says a lot about work ethic because, I mean, they don't know what it takes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hold on. Damn, I'm about to break everything. No, I'm playing. Hold on. Let me see. Since you said it, you feel me?
There we go.
You feel me?
There we go.
Yeah, the tape.
That's what I'm talking about.
You feel me? A lot of them cats don't know, you know what I'm saying, you know, what it takes to really get your music out there, man. You have to, I mean, after school, nigga used to, my house was the office. My mom used to make me, you know what I'm saying, get on the phone and call these people, you know what I'm saying? She was very adamant about, you know, me owning everything, you know what I mean? She was like, you sat there and wrote it, you know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to moms, you know what I'm saying, for trying to look out, you know, always being an advocate for everybody in the music game. Ed shows, you know what I'm saying? I mean, man, it goes on and on and on, keeping niggas off the street, man. But, tell them again where to get your music, Spotify, everything, Pizo. You got a new single coming out.
Called Go Hard, featuring Marvelous and Sebo, the old home team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah, so it's brand new music produced by Styx and Slap.
Okay, Styx back still at it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Styx the man.
Shout out to Styx, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, that's crazy because, you know, that 7, it's something about that soil, man. Again, that 707 soil, it's something about it. You know, people that come from that era, you know what I'm saying? Now we got a whole lot of cats, man. Shout out to Shield Mac, Taji Spitz, fucking SOB, RBE, you know what I'm saying? But Six City Gunner, you know what I'm saying? You working on or you are part of a project, a 707 project. How did that come about?
Oh yeah, my boy Big Bang reached out to me and blessed me to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's gonna be real big. It's like all the cats that you know of from Fairfield, Susanity, and then all the new people too. There's some cats I don't even know, but you know, young John Doe, I know him. He was a little puppy, you know what I'm saying? He was a baby, you know, his whole family. So you know what I mean? And then we got Gunna Bait, you know what I'm saying? Bait peoples and shit like that. So you know, it's a whole new era coming up. There's a lot of cats I don't even know, like these new cats, I don't even you know what I mean? I know their parents probably, you feel me?
Right. Hey.
But yeah,
hey.
Everybody, you know what I mean? Everybody.
That's what's up. Hey, what is it like? Hey, Jack Tripp in the building. Hey, what is it like being on a project like that? Like you said, you know some of their parents, you know what I'm saying?
To be honest with you, it's just like a blessing just to be able to be here and be a part of it and be considered to even be of that 707 music movement. Because I feel like I am part of that, you know what I'm saying? Along with Skip Dog, Freaky Fresh, you know what I'm saying? ESD, Autumn Cats, you know what I'm saying? Lil Jazz, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we are part of that 707 in our own little way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to some song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah. They hey, you like, said a whole lot of factors, man.
Check that too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was funny because my boy Joe Sean shared a picture on Instagram and he tagged me in it, and then my son immediately hit me and said, "Who's all them?" You know what I'm saying? And I'm in the background, and I think it's me. Who was it? Me, Joe Sean, I think Jamal was in the picture. Lorenzo, you know what I'm saying? Mac Lowe was in the picture. So it was a gang of us, you know what I'm saying? Just Q Ball was in the picture, Lil Quincy, you feel me? They was young pups, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. So, you know, shout out to everybody out there in that 7, man. Hey, speaking of that, man, you got this new joint, that 7-0 Savage, man. I want to let them get a dose of this, man. This one, from the start, you come off.
My boy B. De Leon reached out to me matter of fact, that's a cold story, too. You know what I mean? Me and him linked up and did some music, and he told me, back in the day, you remember being a youngster when we just riding around in an A-wall van slapping and shit like that. I mean, that, and it's crazy. Now today, 2020, you're doing music. So, you know what I mean? That's a blessing right there, too, though. Shout out to D. De Leon.
Man,
you know,
that's what's up, the A-wall van. Man, y'all remember the A-wall van? Man, run and play.
Look. Mamba mentality when I'm in the booth. My attempt at sobriety fell through the roof. Things I shouldn't have been doing to me got exposed. Ramifications from the life I chose. On 10 toes, I got to stay on. Not too far back, I almost was gone. I've been here like last year. Almost got checkmate, almost disappeared. Now I live life with way more no fear. Tomorrow ain't promised. We all take shit for granted sometimes, let's be honest. Go hard in the paint or stay your ass home. That's exactly the type of shit I'm staying on. If you can't understand that, you youngest, run along. Go and tell your mama and daddy that Zoe's in the zone. I'm most home when in front of the mic. Y'all can say what y'all want, I'ma do what I like. Be Delion, South City Zone. With me, Pizzo, the heater van, so you know it's on. R.I.P. Nip, Hustle, and Motivate is what I was listening to rolling the Golden Gate.
7-0 Savage, so you know it's on. 6-5-0, Tucker Rezone. 7-0 Savage, so you know it's good. 6-5-0, you can put it on the wood. 7-0 Savage, so you know it's on. 6-5-0, Tucker Rezone. 7-0 Savage, you know it's a go. 6-5-0,
every morning when I wake up, I get my cake up. Plays on the court, I'm going in for the layup. Money on the phone, make the play, they gon' pay up. You heard what I said, hell yeah, they gon' pay up. I'm a hustler, if it sells, I can sell it. I'm more about action, you the type to just tell it. Baby mama tripping, cause I'm slanging dope. I'm trying to ball out, baby, fuck being broke. This lifestyle that I'm living, is all I know. You see the pain in my eyes, but you don't feel me, bro. Every day I pray that I make it home. There's money to be made when you call my phone. Road running. 20 packs in a duffel bag. Big buds, you can smell it through the turkey bag. On my way to Fairfield, hit the heater, man. Pop a rubber band, stumble through them hunters, man.
7-0 Savage, so you know it's on. 6-5-0, Tucker Rezone. 7-0 Savage, so you know it's good. 6-5-0, you can put it on the wood. 7-0 Savage, so you know it's on. 6-5-0, Tucker Rezone. 7-0 Savage, you know it's a go.
Yeah, man, brand new music, man. Pizzo, the heater, man. You know what I'm saying? 7-0 Savage, man. Hey, is that Bun? Is that old school Bun on that track? They kind of sound similar. They kind of sound. Oh, okay, okay. Hey, the youngster got bars, though.
Work on some more shit to go.
You know, he came on, he came right back, you know, behind that, you know, very clean. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate good music, man. You feel me? So, and then you collaborating with the youngsters, sometimes it's kind of hard, like you say, to see how you going to gel, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you spitting gas, you still got it like drinking water, so shit, I mean.
Right on, Ali.
You know what I mean? Right, so that's what's up. That's what it is.
Yeah, I did with another Francisco cat, Hawkeye. I got some shit out there with him, though. I don't think it's done yet, though. So, you know, it ain't out there yet, though. It's coming, though.
Okay, 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 for sure. Shout out to my man, Aaron, you know what I'm saying? Aaron Grant, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I remember back in the day, we used to run track. Woo-wee! Ah, oh, man. That nigga, me and him go back to Miss Wildy and shit, Amy Blank and shit, you feel me? Back
in the
day. Yeah, 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 man. Shout out to my man Q Ball just tapped in, you know what I'm saying? Q, get the interview, bro. Give me some new music, man. Give me the merch, man, you know what I'm talking about? So we can do the interview just like this, man, you feel me? The coach is back, man. We running plays, man. You see him with the heater, man.
Hey, I see ain't nobody came up with that song yet. Let's give
them
one clue of the first.
All
right. Let me see if you remember.
I don't.
The first release, it started with Oodles.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oodles and Noodles?
Is that close enough? Yeah. if Mike Mosley was tapped in right now, he would know the answer.
Man, shout out to Mike Mosley, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he DJed my mom's wedding. You know what I'm saying? So, and Chauncey Banks DJed my first birthday party.
Oh, yeah, Mike Mosley. He's been doing this music, man. That's what I started learning from.
Hey, a lot of people wouldn't give cats a time of day in the studio. I mean, they would take your money and let you bust a rap, but actually sit down and give you some game. You know what I'm saying? Mike was one of them ones. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows. First Tivo album, Gas Chamber, I was there when Mike Mosley produced damn near every beat right there. Like, he literally had his little crate with his little machine in it back then and his keyboard, and he made music like that. Wherever he went, he would be at an apartment somewhere. Anywhere, you feel me? Anywhere.
What was that? Not an SP. Was it an SP 1200?
I don't know. It was like
the square one where you can put the samples in it.
He had one of them, but he also had like a little sampler thing that was in like a little case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That was before I knew how to do this shit, but that shit, him and Sam Bostic. And I used to watch him produce music, man. I was there when they did most of Gas Chamber, when they actually produced the beat. Bo even rapped on it, you feel me?
That's dope.
Matter of fact, Scratch From, I was supposed to be on that. I wrote a verse to what they could get that Scratch From off SIBO Gas Chamber. I was supposed to be on that, but I ended up going to jail. But you know what I mean? That's another story. But yeah, I was supposed to be on that. I wrote that shit right when they was producing that beat right there.
Dope.
That's his.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's dope, man. Hey, 707s, Bay Area, I Got That Work, man. Let's talk about I Got That Work, man.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was like a transitional project right there.
Right.
That was like music that I had been sitting on for a minute that never came out. And then it was kind of going into my More Than Money movement that me and my people started. So it was kind of like me coming out of the woodworks and like, okay, I'm back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be back out.
Okay.
I really don't feel like that was my I'm back music. Shit I'm doing right now is my I'm back music. That was my I want to be back music.
Hey, so hip hop always. You know, I'm into boxing. You know, I was I tell people in the gym that I was cursed. My mother named me after Muhammad Ali, so I didn't have no choice but to fight. I don't like fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a rah-rah fighty nigga, but, you know. But hip-hop and boxing is kind of like the same thing because, like, when you take time off, they call it ring rust. You know what I'm saying? So that's like, you know, studio rust or... You know, if you haven't been producing albums, you might be in the studios, you might be in a gym sparring, you know what I'm saying, in boxing, but you ain't been in a fight, you know what I'm saying? So you might have ring rust from the fight, you know what I'm saying? And so you, let's just say that was a tune-up fight, you know what I'm saying? So you, and now you back to your, you know, championship era like you're supposed to be, your caliber, looking for that title belt, like, I'm back, niggas. I'm coming from the belt, because that's what I hear in the new music. Appreciate that, man. Well, look, I'm going to let them hear this. I Got That Work, man. You know, I'm talking about off that new project or that comeback project. You feel me? That tune-up project. You feel me?
Yeah. Get the video out for that, too, though. You know what I'm saying? It's on YouTube.
Hey, and you produced that video, too?
Nah, I didn't produced it. I guess you could say that. Yep.
Well, edited.
Yep. I guess you could. Put it all together, me and my boy Javi.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Yeah, we kind of put that in, yeah, definitely. But Rick the director shot that stuff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's going in the music, I mean, in the film and whatnot, doing videos with big people doing music and stuff, Rick Ross and shit like that. Oh, yeah, he actually shot it. I edited, though.
Okay.
I edited that video, though.
Okay, that's dope, because I'm into that shit, too. You know, shout out to my boy No Face. No Face was one of the niggas who showed me that side of the game, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, nigga, well, if you ain't rapping, you can do other shit and like show me how to edit, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that, man. So, you know what I mean? That's dope, man. Hey, just that I got that work, man. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner, man. Hey, y'all still ain't hit the right album, the right title for that original song yet that Mike Mosley produced, man. He giving out a free shirt, man. Tap in, man. Peace out. Peter, man. Run a play.
Listen, all day, all night, 24/7, I got it. All money, any play, I'm out here pushing my product, trying to make it double back, repeatedly flipping the packs, turfed up to the max, we ain't taking no naps, voluntary insomniac, we pulling all nighters, all of my niggas is riders, pull up beside you if it's required, West Coast type shit, this game you can't buy it. Roll up the cookie and light it. Sweat on my forehead, I wipe it. Getting hot up in here. My vision's getting unclear. I'm looking forward to my future. Leaving the past up in the rearview mirrors. I'll be looking at it. Living my days 100 matters. From that 41510. Yeah, area 705. Collecting cabbage, written, grinding, well established. Been out of the mix, been unseen, returning back from the madness. All I need is a bad bitch. Cardi B mixed with Lisa Ray. King P, so dressed in all white, give no fucks what the haters say. All I can do is do me. We ain't doing nothing for free. Pay up or pay up, no mind. What you thinking, Mr. Key? Every day, you gotta get it. Riding foreign, Honda Civic. Beat the game up, TKO. Undisputed, cause they know.
You need it.
Popping the tack on my fist. I'm about to go jump in the whip. I'm packing the gun and the clip and I'm praying and hoping these niggas don't trip. I'm keeping it cool but I'm not. I'm heated and hot. I'm up on the spot, drunk, toe up and I'm drinking Ciroc. Now, what the fuck more can it be? Who else could do it like me? I've been on my hustle and grind with it. And if I ain't got it, I know where to get it. A couple of calls, my niggas will send it. That's what you call handling business. Yeah, and there's nothing y'all niggas can do to me now. I'm making this money and watching it pile. Ring the alert. I got them all going berserk. I'm creeping up all on the turf, spreading the word. Life.
Everybody tapping in, man. Hey, you talking about Vance, the keyboard player, Vance?
Hell yeah.
Shout out to my nigga Vance. What's up, bruh? You know what I'm talking about, man? You know me? Hey, man. Welcome to the Coach's Quarter, man.
Yeah, Vance, man, he's so talented, man. Me and him, he did a lot of beats on a lot of my projects himself, and then we collabed on a lot of stuff, man. That boy's something else. We didn't create a lot of good music.
Man, like, hey, that dude is talented. You know what I'm saying? Me and him was in a class together back in the day, and we got to know each other, man, real good, man. That's a solid dude, bro. You feel me? He's very talented, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to see, you know what I mean, he's still out there doing his thing, man. You know what I mean? Because, shit, I'm way out here in Kern County, man. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for the internet sometime, you know, I wouldn't be able to see what y'all doing. But I like it because it's affordable, but then it's a market for the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? And it's done me very well. I've done well out here for myself. You know what I mean? And so I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we did a show. I think you came out here and did a show for me one time. You know what I'm saying? You, Shield Mac, I think. I mean, it was a lot. I mean, shit. What? That's all I can say, man, about that situation, man. You know what I mean? So that's good, man. So you got that new project coming out tomorrow, Marvelous SIBO. You know what I'm saying? What's the name of that track? Okay, go hard. Go hard.
The first five people that pre-save that and DM me, I'm going to send you a free T-shirt.
Say that again.
I said the first five people that go pre-save my new song, screenshot it and DM me, I'm going to send them a free T-shirt or something.
Man, and put it on their page and tag them. Put it on your profile page and tag them.
First to do that, man, I got something for you.
Man, and then y'all can DM him. He'll send it to you. Hey, believe it or not, that's how I got these two short sticks, man. You know what I'm saying? I woke up on 420 and just I seen it, and I just clicked and tagged. I played the game. I didn't even think I was going to win. And then when I won, I felt kind of good about it. But then, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, all right. This nigga ain't finna send me nothing. Man, that package came in the mail, two short sticks. I said, what the hell? It's California. I got to love it, man. And it ain't bad, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to all the cannabis users out there for medicinal purposes, you feel me? Because y'all sick. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We ain't talking about coronavirus either, you feel me? That's for sure, man. Hey, man, I appreciate you taking time out, man. I know your day is busy. You probably got some more slaps, man. I got some more music, man. You know what I'm talking about? Real Life, Straight G's. I already played Take Your Time. Let me see. Major Factors.
Oh, you going back with it, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, like a classic that you are. You a fucking legend, bruh. I got to give you your roses while you're here. It wouldn't be fair. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with that fake shit. You know what I mean? Talking about, oh, that was my nigga. I did enough of that.
Yeah, real talk. We all did enough of that, man.
You know what I mean?
For
sure.
Man, you know what I'm saying? That's real talk. That's what I've been trying to let all my loved ones know that I love them. You know what I mean? And I got love for them. We need to gotta support each other and push each other. And we all need to make it, or at least die trying. You feel me?
That's real.
Shout out to Nate. Nate just had
me. Man, that's right. Shout out to Nate. You know what I'm saying? Brother from another. Hey, me and him. Hey, before he came to Fairfield and I came to Fairfield, we went to Farragut Elementary together in Vallejo. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how far me and Nate go back. And then he hit me to some shit. So when I did move to Fairfield, nigga was running track. And I think all the elementary schools just had a track meet, right? And so I'm up there running against these older kids. And this nigga going to tell me, look, Nate is crazy. I don't know. It tickles me to death. I always tease him. I got to bring this shit up. This nigga said, so we was running. And he said he was mad that he was in third place because I think somebody else was beating me and him, and I was in fourth. That nigga said he quit running, and I got third. And then he said he was hella mad that he seen me getting a medal. Oh, my God, nigga. I was cracking up, man, every time he tell me that story. He said, you don't remember that, huh? Oh, shit, man. So, you know.
I knew Nate before I knew Nate. You know what I'm saying? I knew
of
him before I knew him.
Right. Right, that's real shit, man. So, you know, like I said, man, you know, we just giving out roses, man, showing our love to everybody, you know what I mean? Because that's important right now. Yeah, it was at Armio. Look, Nate tapping it, talk about it was at Armio. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly where it was, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. We got 90 seconds before we get out of here. So you got anything you want to tell the people?
Man, just all the support that I've been getting from everybody. Man, I appreciate it. I love y'all. And continue to support me. I got a bunch of music coming. Support the More Than Money movement. Go follow your boy. You already know at PZO WCM, West Coast Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Got a tad of Cali on the, you know what I mean? We just go support your boy, man. I got new shit coming. For real, for real. PZO Heater Man back.
Man, that's what it is, man. Y'all know, man. Y'all put God first, your family second, and everything else shall follow. You know the motto, run and play, man. It's the Coach's Corner. I'll see y'all Friday.
First things first, I break you down slim. Pour me a tall glass of Valentine 10 on the rocks that I burst. Knock your socks off with the verse, make you disperse. Duck and dodge from the worst situation you could ever think of. Philly's full of bud, Northern Cali players with all the plug. Dropping those on dubs, Lexos, Expos, and Navvies. Living lavvy, all the top is not just hoes at me. For the W's I just put together, I deserve a Grammy. Me and the whole family, AWOL, you understand me? We the next millennium, come and get some. But try not to trip from the hit of the kick drum. Biggie faces by the pound, pockets full of them, we in town. All the hoes wanna know where we stand, cause we put it down. Ain't no ending to what we started until the G's say so. Your best bet is to lay low until we outro. We all major niggas, all out for the paper. Niggas try to hate us, but they all wanna be like some players. Catch the neck with asking for favors from the major matches. No fucking matches when I see them keep striking like matches. We all major niggas, all out for the paper. Niggas try to hate us, but they all wanna be like some players. Catch the neck with asking for favors from the major matches. No fucking matches.
I be sitting in the yellow spot till 5 o'clock in the morning. Didn't give a fuck about the cops, long as it wasn't the feds coming. Running shit like a halfback, not football, but back crack. Gotta keep strapped for them haters just in case they wanna jack. Get scratched and spread it out. Don't keep holding 2 G's in the house. I'm the paper boy, and you a customer on my paper route. I'm living fast, cook birds and laughs, transport them in calves. Once past the task, I grab the stash and tote them to mash. Made a dash to the spot, sold the bird wholesale on the block. Went to pick up my biatch at the deli, cause the hood was hot. Got a good connection, I'ma be collecting on a regular basis. Be expecting to see my face in the morning to receive my payment. I deliver, you gotta carry out. My house is open, if you want some yoga, just hit me up. Ooh, I got them boulders regulating, keeping that paper coming in, maintaining my ends. Got whatever you want, if you come show 10, get you to the gym.
All major figures, all